about this, you know, the sense that the mind and body are separate, and then his questioner asks, you know, but don't they have influence on each other? And I'm just curious, yeah, how to reflect on that, like particularly in the case of the iris, you see how strong the effect of the body is on the mind, because her confusion was due to brain cancer rather than sort of other forces. So I'm just curious if you have any reflections on it. Does it? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it goes both ways. In the sense of the mind affecting the body affecting the mind, but then also that there is this possibility of establishing awareness. I mean, Ajahn Chah is a really good example in the sense of here's somebody with a purified mind. But then, his brain, just the actual physical apparatus of the brain, degenerating and him being both bedridden, not able to communicate generally, but then the feeling around him was that he wasn't, say, oppressed by the body being ill or the brain being degenerating. And there was a very peaceful feeling around him. And from time to time, would you see that where his mind would be able to kind of override or display its kind of separateness, so that thinking of course, at times when he was taken to the hospital with his lungs filled with fluid and basically drowning in his own fluids and from pneumonia and our infection in his lungs and then him retreating into the kind of the peace and stability of the mind, and then that was his way of dealing with it. So that even though the body is really quite stressed, then he was able to be and have a refuge within that. So that those are sort of all of the above, in the sense of the mind affecting the body, body affecting the mind, and a certain ability to have to stand back from that, which is expressed in the Thai always in terms of the inner nature of, say, the Buddha, in the sense of quality of awakening, of knowing. One can know that the body is experiencing such and such. One can know that the mind is experiencing such and such. So that there is this ability to know. I know that's where one's refuge is.